The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I am your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Mona Russo. Good morning, Mona.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. We've been chatting away and have half our show done already, it seems.
Well, the public didn't hear
it. That's right. And who we've been talking to is Matt Tamaris, and Matt is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management in the town of North Hempstead. And May is Electrical Safety Month. And some people say, you know, why do they name these months and why do they get involved in it? Because it is important every now and then to focus. And that's why we have Matt here today, because there's some tremendous things that people neglect. And we say it all the time on the show, the consequences of things neglected or things overlooked or things acted on too quickly can be devastating. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you today, John?
Terrific. And thank you so much for coming. Let's start off with what you do with the town, though, so people understand where you're coming from and the important role you serve.
Sure. What I do for the town of North Hempstead is I plan for man-made and natural events and put together the policies and procedures on how we're going to react to all of these events. And also, I do a lot of outreach and try to educate the residents of the town of North Hempstead on various safety issues and how they could prepare and how they could take care of themselves in an emergency situation.
Okay, perfect. So what we're going to focus on now is not what you do for the town, which is tremendous, you know, with Sandy and different things like that and hurricane season coming, but more fire safety, electrical safety in a house, in a co-op, in an apartment for our seniors. There's 65,000 seniors in the town of North Hempstead, and technically everybody can be at risk every day due to some neglect or sloppiness.
That is correct. And the senior population, and even though this is Electrical Safety Month, electrical safety and fire safety go hand in hand. Because if you're not careful with regards to electricity, what typically ends up happening, either death or fire or a combination of both. So the two of them do go hand in hand. And some of the things you do to prevent fire has to do with electrical safety. So it's probably beneficial to discuss both. But, you know, with regards to electrical safety and everybody in the town, there are a number of things we could do, and there's a number of ways we could protect ourselves. And it's a situation where we have some statistics, and it's really ground-shattering, because people don't realize as you get older, you know, you're at more risk for fire.
Why is that?
Really, the reason you're at risk is because of your senses. Obviously, you're older, so mobility is a little bit more difficult.
Okay, good point.
You know, so if you actually have to self-evacuate, it's much harder to self-evacuate, whether that be, you know, climbing out a window or whether it be just going down the stairs.
Good point. Oh, yeah, you're not even thinking of things like that.
Many seniors forget about the smoke alarms. Not having the smoke alarms done and testing it quite often to see that it's operational.
That's true. And that ties into, as I said, because of the senses decrease, that could tie in, or it's a nice segue into the sense of hearing. Even though you have a smoke alarm, and it's very important to have the smoke alarm and to test the smoke alarm, even if you have it, because of the frequency of the beep, some seniors can't hear that smoke alarm. Or it's not at a decibel level that they could hear it. So it may be frequency, it may be the actual loudness of the smoke alarm, or it may not be maintained. So, you know, even though they may have it, because of their sense of hearing may be down, and there are different types of smoke alarms you could get. There are smoke alarms with strobe lights. There are smoke alarms that have a vibration feature. So if you're lying in your bed and that goes off, it will shake the bed. But, you know, the sense of hearing is one of the other senses that goes as you get older. You know, just like sight. And one of the things I'm going to recommend when you go to bed is you always have your glasses next to the bed. So many people go, well, I know how to walk from my bathroom bedroom.
Right.
Yeah, you do know how to walk from your bathroom to your bedroom. But the truth of the matter is, in a fire situation, if you need to pick up the phone quickly and dial the phone, if you need to look at a list of numbers if you need to see to get out. Now things aren't the same as they always are. So even though you're going by muscle memory to get from the bathroom where you've left your glasses to the bedroom, once a fire kicks in or something, that muscle memory doesn't count.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you're so nervous and confused that thinking of your glasses. I agree. That's a good point.
I would not think of spending a night sleeping without my glasses, without my phone nearby. And should they call 911 immediately if they detect something?
Mona, you're great because I love how you say, I would not think of going to bed, which is a great message. I wish everyone thought like you. You should have the phone next to you. And whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a hard dialed phone. Mm-hmm. And when I've gone into a lot of senior citizens' houses, even though we have all this technology nowadays, it really is surprising how many seniors don't have that technology in their bedroom. Yeah. You know, they still, if they have a hard dialed phone, they still only have maybe one in the kitchen. They don't have that in the bedroom.
That's because they have to update their thinking and somebody has to go to various centers and present this very, very important topic.
Right, which is something Matt does. Now, I was told yesterday, and you may know this, Matt, the hard line phones, or if you call them that, that if you call 911 now, today, on a hard line phone, the address shows up. So even if you're confused and you say 58 versus 52 and like some of the streets, they have road and drive with the same name, Pine Road, Pine Drive, and you say Pine Road, what is it? But 911 will get your address coming up.
I think that's wonderful. Right. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what I was told. And that's why the landline.
Right. That's why a landline is preferred.
Right.
Now, the truth of the matter is, And that's why I was smiling when you were saying that before, Mona. The truth of the matter is I'd prefer you get out of the co-op apartment or house before you dial.
Okay.
I'd actually like you to get to safety before you do that. And even if the fire is in a different room. Now, it's different if you're trapped in that room. You know, if you can't escape or self-evacuate out of your house, by all means, you know, make that phone call. But I'd prefer if you could actually get out of danger because you don't want to be overcome by smoke. You don't, even though you feel, hey, you know, I'm breathing all right now, I can make that phone call. In 30 seconds, you may not be all right or you may not be able to self-evacuate at that time. So if you can get out and self-evacuate, that's the first order of business. Make the phone call.
That's a wonderful point. And I'm always concerned about those that are in wheelchairs and canes. Mm-hmm. It's a very concerning situation. I know from people that I know, I see more people with canes and wheelchairs than I've ever acknowledged before.
Right, right. That's
well, you have two things at play here. One, people are living longer. And that's a great thing.
Right, right.
You know, but with living longer, obviously, you're going to see people that, you know, need more medical treatment. As they get older, they're going to use canes. They're going to use walkers. They're going to use wheelchairs. They're going to be on medication. Medication is terrific because it's helped people, and people live longer lives. But they're living longer lives. They need that medication. So, and that medication, depending on where you are in the phase of taking that medication, could make you drowsy, which now when we're talking about your plan to get out and evacuating and everything else, could make you drowsy, or you haven't taken it yet, so you're
right,
so
right.
You're drowsy. But you're right, and that's when we talk about an evacuation plan. And some of the statistics we have, it's interesting because when you're over 65, you know, even though that's 13% of the U.S. population, that's really 35% of all of the fatalities and fires. So obviously there's an issue here with, you know, why is a greater percentage of that age group dying in fires?
I live in a co-op apartment. I believe we have about 68 to 70 families.
Okay.
I've been there since 1991. I don't remember having one fire drill.
Wow.
That's, you know, and I don't.
Matt, I'm just going to, that's a board responsibility, right?
Right.
They should, and it's not mandatory, but they should do it.
I'm going to bring it up at the next meeting, which will take place in June. And I'm also going to give them the education that I'm learning today.
Yeah, no, it's important because, yeah.
And I can't speak for every fire department, but I could certainly speak for the fire departments that I have a good relationship with and the fire departments that and the fire department I've belonged to. We create a plan. If we have someone with special needs, we put that in our database. Just like everybody else has better technology now, the fire service has better technology. And we all have computer systems. And that information can be put in. If you know you have someone on oxygen, if you know you have an invalid, if you know you have a special needs child, if you, whatever the case may be, that can be put in a database. And when the fire department gets what's called a run sheet, when they go out to the fire call, they know, hey, this is a group home, or hey, we have a 96-year-old woman. Hey, you
just
know.
Let me back up. I'm in Great Neck, so it's vigilant and Manhasset Lakeville and alert. Yeah. And so by calling them, if there's a neighbor in our neighborhood who's 90 years old in a wheelchair, they would actually, if I made a call and said, this is, you know, Susie's house, and this is, if, God forbid, a fire happened, they would know when that thing came up that there's a woman that needs ambulatory,
If it gets put in the system, you know, obviously, you know, information in.
No, I understand, but you can tell them, please put it in, and you double check it to make sure it's in.
Right, and if it gets put into the system, yeah, when they don't, they know, oh, my God, this is the house that has, you know, special needs. Oh, you know, the person's invalid in the back bedroom on the first floor.
Wow. Okay.
So if they know that, that's terrific.
Yeah, because I know Project Independence reaches out to people like Stormwise or something. You know, they know that people may need help in advance. When there's a big storm coming, they'll call and say, do you have everything? Right. But I didn't know the fire department would do it.
And I'll be honest with you. It's most chiefs would be very, very relieved to know, you know, especially with search and rescue, you know, where you have to look, where's the life hazard, you know, who do we have to take care of?
Right.
And it's also, obviously, if they show up there and the person's outside waiting for them, that's
right.
Obviously a huge relief, too.
They're happy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're happy. You know, then it just becomes an issue of putting out the fire, not
again, that's
not
just a consequence, because if you have two people or you know there's a child, to have some sort of an update, because they think everybody's fine, but there's a basement apartment, a legal one, where there is somebody down there.
Well,
that, you know,
that's a whole nother nightmare, and that's a whole nother issue.
Okay.
Another conversation of when there's an illegal apartment and everything else. And we could talk about fire safety with regards to what you could
do, illegal
apartments.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay.
That's a whole issue.
I live in Mineola.
Okay.
I am going to call the fire department and see if they have this base for the people in Mineola. In Williston Park, if they have the space of who is impaired or who has problems. And I'm learning so much, Matt. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, it is. It's amazing.
Now, the other thing we discussed, and because you said, you know, all of a sudden you're seeing so many people in canes, and you know, as people get older, because of that, and because, you know, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a doctor, but when growing up, you know, you'd hear that the guy would hit, you know, like 65, you know, work, have the heart attack.
Right, exactly.
And die. I may be wrong. But people are living longer, you know, through modern medicine and everything else. And, you know, as people get older, as I said earlier, older adults are 2.7 times more likely to die than the general population in a fire. And once people hit 85, they're 4.6 times more likely to die. And that's because of all the reasons we discussed, whether they're in a wheelchair, whether they're – so as you get older, obviously
it's important.
Much harder to get out.
What we're going to do is we have to take a break, Matt, so we're going to be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM, Project Independence and You on WCWP.org.